सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम् कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
We are seeing chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita. Start with a sloka by Bhagavan. Bhagavan says, Imam vivasvate yogam proktvan aham abhyam. I told this knowledge of Veda, which includes Dharma and Brahma. I told this knowledge to Surya Devata. Proktavan aham. Abhyam. This knowledge is abhyam, imperishable. Why it is imperishable? Because it gives imperishable result. What is the imperishable result? It gives you mukti. It gives you bliss. It gives you ananda. Uninterrupted ananda. Param Shanti. Therefore, this knowledge is abhyam. Then Vivaswan gave it to his son Manu, and Manu gave it to Ikshvaku. So here it is said as Guru Shishya Parampara, and Bhagwan Krishna has shown or claimed that he is Jagat Guru. He is the first Guru in this world. Because this knowledge was given by Bhagwan to Vivaswan, to Surya Devata, and Surya Devata was created first before the other creation came into existence. Without Surya, without Sun, there cannot be any creation. We can't think of any creation. So knowledge of Veda was first given by Lord Krishna to Surya Devata. Then he says, evam parampara praptam. So this was, that's why I gave it to Surya Devata. Surya Devata gave it to Manu. Manu gave it to Ikshvaku. And continuously it continued in succession, parampara. Raj Rishi or Vidhu. Vidhu means they knew. Raj Rishi. The Rajas, the Kshatriya. They knew that. Raj Rishi, they knew. Not only that they knew, they practiced it. They practice it so that the subject also practice. Praja also practice. If Raja practice, then Praja will also practice. Raj Rishi Vidhu. Sa kalena ihe mahata yogo nashta param tava. Mahata kal. Mahata comes for a long time. Because of the passage of time. Ita yogo nashta param tava. This yoga, this knowledge, how to reach that tattva, how to reach that Bhagwan. Knowledge about Bhagwan, knowledge about Brahman, it got lost. Why it got lost? What was the reason? We have already seen in our last class. Nashto parantapa. Sa eva ayam mayate adya yoga prokta puratana. Sa, that knowledge, puratana, which I gave to Surya Devata. Adya, today. Arjun, I am giving to you, or I have given already given to you in chapter 2 and chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. So in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, we find Sankhya Yoga, knowledge of the self, and also Karma Yoga. And chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita is exclusively for Karma Yoga. So the knowledge which Bhagavan says, which I have already given to you, is the ancient one. It is not new. And it is being practiced. Then he says, verse number 4.
Arjuna Yuvacha. Arjuna Yuvacha. Aparam bhavato janma. Aparam bhavato janma. Param janma vivasvataha. Param janma vivasvataha. Kathametadvijaniyam. Kathametadvijaniyam. Tvamadau proktavaniti. Tvamadau proktavaniti. Arjuna yuvacha. Aparam bhavato janma. Param janma vivasvataha. Kathametadvijaniyam. Tvamadau proktavaniti.
So many may think that the age of Arjun and Bhagavan, Krishna, was more or less same. More or less same. It is said it is around 70 years. So if we come to know about the age of Bhagavan and Arjun when this knowledge was being given in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, a simple question will arise in our mind. When Bhagavan says aham in verse number 1, aham, straightway, face to face, Lord is saying to Arjun, I gave this knowledge to Surya Bhagavan. So a question will come, how is that possible? This is total bluff. It's total bluff. You are of my age and the sun was created in the beginning of the creation. How come it is possible that you gave that knowledge? Not possible. So Arjun uvacha aparam bhavata janma. Bhavata means your birth is later. Param janma vivasvata. Vivasvata, Surya. And the janma, the birth of sun, is prior to your birth. You are only 70 years old. Katham etad bijaniyam. How I should understand this? Tam ado proktavaniti. In the beginning you said. How is that possible? That you said in the beginning of the creation, how should I understand? How should I understand? So, katham etad bijaniyam, how can I know that? We have to understand the real import of this question. Real import of this question. First basic thing is that your age and my age are more or less same, and in this life you have not given this knowledge. Not possible. In this life, when you were born, Surya was already there before your birth. How come you said that you have given this knowledge to Surya Bhagavan? Okay. If you say that I gave this knowledge in another body, this body it is impossible, you have not given. I am sure about that. If you say that you gave this knowledge in another body, then how come you remember your previous birth? I don't remember. That means this is also bluff. My experience shows I don't know about my previous birth. We don't know. But if you say that you have given in the previous birth, tell me, how do you remember? I want to know that. See the thinking of Arjun. How logical he is thinking. If the moment I charge Bhagwan, how come you can't give in this body? Okay, then what Bhagwan can say? He can say that I have given in the previous another body. If that be so, how do you remember? I don't remember. See, logical. Third, Surya Devata, we consider him Devata. He is divine. He is divine, Surya Devata. If you have given that knowledge to Surya Devata, then you are also a Devata, not only Devata, you must be superior to Surya Devata because you are teacher of Surya Devata. See. If that be so, tell me, are you Parameswar? Declare karo, bolo, I am Parameswar. But let me tell you one thing. Arjun knew he is Bhagwan. Bhishma Pitamaha also knew he is Bhagwan. This question is for clarification for all of us. We are all very intelligent people. We will question this thing. How is that possible? How can you say aham? Aham is singular there in verse number 1. Then, further, more deeper is there something. Arjun wants to know that how you became from Nirgun Nirakar to Sagun Sakar. You are standing in front of me. I know you are Bhagwan. You have got a form also. But I know Nirgun Nirakar. You are Nirgun Nirakar. You are supreme. Later on, Bhagwan will say, there is nobody superior to me. Matta parataram nasti, there is nobody superior to me. That means Nirgun Nirakar Brahman. If you are Nirgun Nirakar Brahman, then how you became Sagun Sakar, you tell me. How infinite became finite, you tell me. One more thing he wants to know. We know our birth is based on karma, action. Our birth is based on karma, action. Whatever actions we have done in past, which has not yet fructified, to experience the fruit of our actions which are fructified, we have taken this body. And we have to experience sukh and dukh for our actions done in the past. So Arjun knows this thing, that our birth, Jeev's birth, is based on karma. Jeev's birth is based on karma. Tell me about you. When and how you take birth? When and how you take birth? Is there any compulsion? We have to take birth one after another. After death of this body, again, we have to take another body. So, katham etat bijaniyam, the true import of this question is all this. Arjun wants all these things. And Bhagwan understands what he's trying to ask. Now, Bhagwan is giving answer.
Sri Bhagavanuvacha.
Sri Bhagavanuvacha.
Bahuni meveti tani. Bahuni meveti tani. Janmani tavacharjuna.
Janmani tavacharjuna.
Tanyaham veda sarvani.
Tanyaham veda sarvani.
Natvam vetha parantapa.
Natvam vetha parantapa.
Sri Bhagavanuvacha. Bahuni meveti tani. Janmani tavacharjuna. Tanyaham veda sarvani. Natvam vetha parantapa.
Now Bhagavan answers. Bhagavan said, Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tapcha Arjuna. We both have taken many, many births. Bahuni, many, many births we have taken. Arjun, you also have taken, and I also have taken many, many births. Tani aham ved sarvani. But I know all my previous births. Sarvani, I know. Na tvam vetta parantapa, vetta, no. O parantapa, Arjun, you don't know. I know about all my previous birth, but you don't know. Sri Bhagavan Vacha, what is the meaning of Sri? Sri means who is the knower of self, Brahmavit. One who knows Brahmavidya, he is addressed as Sri. Like in Hanuman Charisa, I start with Sri Guru Charan Sarojara, Sri Guru. Or in Guru Srotram we get Tasmai Sri Gurve Nama. Sri. The one who is the knower of self, he is addressed as Sri. Bhagavan. Who is Bhagavan? We have heard this word many times. Bhagavan, Bhagavan, Bhagavan. Who is Bhagavan? We know Dhanwan. Now you have to know a little bit of Hindi words also, no? Who is Dhanwan? One who has got dhan, wealth. He is Dhanwan. Vidyavan. Vidyavan gunvati chatur. Rama kaj karbe ko vatur. In Hanuman Chalisa it comes. Vidyavan. One who has got vidya. Similarly, Bhagavan. Bhagavan means who has got bhaga. What is bhaga? Is it consisting of six things in immeasurable amount. Immeasurable amount. Six things. And we get the definition of Bhagavan in Vishnu Puran. There are two definitions. First definition says, one who has got six bhaga. Six bhaga means Aishwarya, Dharma, Yasa, Vairagya, Lakshmi and Moksha. Aishwarya means majesty, Dharma means righteousness, Yas means fame, Vairagya, detachment, Lakshmi, wealth, Moksha, liberation. One who has got these six bhag in immeasurable amount, he is Bhagavan. Second definition of Bhagavan. One who knows utpatti, utpatti means creation, pralay, dissolution, gati, agati of jeev, gati of jeev, agati of jeev, gati means coming of jeev, agati means going out of jeev, janma, maran of jeev. Four, one who knows vidya and avidya, five and six. One who knows vidya and avidya, one who knows the gati of all jiva, gati and agati, one who knows the utpatti and pralaya is Bhagavan. So only Bhagavan can tell about himself because he is endowed with the six things. Only he can tell. How can we come to know? So Bhagavan says, Bahuni me vatitani janmani. From the time of Vivaswan to this day, I have taken many bodies as avatar. Innumerable are my avatars. And they are in the different forms. I have taken avatar as a Matsya, as Kurma, as Varaha, as Ram, as a Krishna. Arjun, you also took many, many births. But you don't remember. I remember all my birth because I am Ishwar. I am Ishwar. I am Nitya, Suddha, Buddha, Mukta, Sarupa. I am eternal. I am pure. I am all knowledgeable. I am liberated. I am Mukta. Therefore, I remember everything. My knowledge is abadhita. It is not controlled. But Arjun, your knowledge is limited. My knowledge is infinite, unlimited. Arjun, your knowledge is limited. And Mahatma explained this thing like a, suppose there is a 10-foot wall. We can't see from this side to the other side. Suppose there is a hole, and through that hole, if we see other side, we have got a limited view, very limited view. But if a person is standing on the wall, he can see both sides. He can see both sides. So Lord's situation is like that. He is seeing everything, but we have got the limited intellect. We are not able to see everything.
Ajopi sannavayatma, ajopi sannavayatma, bhutanamishwaropi san, bhutanamishwaropi san, prakritim swamadhisthaya, prakritim swamadhisthaya, sambhavamyatma mayaya, sambhavamyatma mayaya, ajopi sannavayatma, bhutanamishwaropi san, prakritim swamadhisthaya, sambhavamyatma mayaya.
Oh Arjun, you wanted to know how I take birth? Now Bhagwan said about himself. Otherwise, it is very difficult to know about Bhagwan. Bhagwan said, Aja api san, although I am unborn, unborn. Brahman is not born. And Brahman has got no death. Therefore, Brahman is eternal. Bhagwan said, I am unborn, abhyatma of imperishable nature. Whole world can perish, but the Brahman can never perish. Therefore, Brahman is imperishable nature. Bhutanam Ishwara Pisan, and I am Ishwar of all beings. I am Lord, I am Governor, I am Ruler of all beings. Bhagwan is saying about himself. He is unborn. He is imperishable, and he is Lord of all beings. Prakritim swam adhishtaya, ruling over my own prakriti, ruling over my own maya. Sambhavami atma maya, I come into being, I take a form with my maya shakti. How he is born? He is telling. Really speaking, there is no birth of Ishwar. There is no birth of Bhagavan. But with the help of Maya, he takes a form. So this body of Bhagavan is Maya Sarir. Our body is also Maya Sarir. And it is Vyavharik. It is for transactional purpose. And Maya has got this power. Maya has got the power. It creates Anant Koti Brahmand. We are in one solar system, but there are Anant Koti Brahmand, and all the Brahmand are created by Maya. That much power that Maya has got. So body of both Jeev and Ishwar is illusory. Ishwar knows it, but Jeev don't know. We are all Jeeva. We don't know about the illusory nature of our body. We think this body will remain always in the same condition, always. Ishwar birth is superior. Ishwar birth is superior. Why? Because he comes with all his six bhaga. Bhagwan, I already told you. He comes with the immeasurable, complete sixth thing. Therefore, he is always happy. Bhagwan is always happy. And how is the jiva? Jiva is always sorrowful. His body is inferior. Those who have studied Vedanta or studying Vedanta, they know Ishwar's body is Brahman plus Svatta Pradhan Maya, and Jeev's body is Brahman plus Rajo and Tamogun Pradhan Maya. That is the difference between Jeev and Ishwar. Ishwar never gets attached to the body, but Jeev gets attached to body, and the Jeev experiences sorrow. Therefore, once in 365 days, we say him happy birthday. No? We say him happy birthday. Jeev's body is prarabdha rachita. Prarabdha rachita is because of his past karma. But Ishwar's body is not prarabdha rachita. It is not based on the karma. Because Ishwar is nitya suddha buddha mukta. He creates his body with his maya sakti. Aja pisan abhyayatma, both Ishwar and Brahman. At this point of time, we have to understand what is Brahman, what is Ishwar, and what is avatar. Brahman is nirgun nirakar, no gun, no form. Ishwar is sagun nirakar. Sagun means he is associated with the maya sakti, but formless. And what is avatar? It is sagun. Sagun means with his all powers. With all power and sakar, he has taken a form with his maya. When we see Bhagwan Ram or Bhagwan Krishna, it is sagun sakar. Sagun, they have got the power, full power. Six powers we have already seen, the six power in full measure they have got. Sagun sakar. Bhutanam Ishwarapi, and Ishwar is Lord of all being. Understand, he is not one of being. He is not a jeev like us. He is Ishwar, he is Lord of all jeeva. Prakritim Swam Adhishtaya, and having control or having power on the Trigunatmika Maya. Maya has got Trigun, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. And I gave this difficult task to Maya. I said, I am infinite, make me finite. It's a very difficult task. So that task Maya Sakti has done. And Bhagwan's birth is not controlled by karma. Jeev's birth is controlled by karma. Lord is called Mayapati, and Jeev is called Mayadas. He is servant of Maya, servant of Prakriti, and Lord is Lord of Prakriti. Maya. This Prakriti erases all the memories of Jeeva. In Bhagavatam, in Kapil Upadesh, we find a context there where Jantu is talking to Paramatma. Jantu means Jeev. Jeev in Umb. Jeev in Umb is talking to Paramatma. That means Jeev and Paramatma both are present in his body as Atman. Or Paramatman is present in our body, and he is talking. That Jeev is talking to Paramatma in Om. And this Jeev knows his past, present, and future in Om. He knows why he is taking birth. He knows that his birth is based on karma. But moment he takes birth, this Maya erases all the memories. All the memories are erased. He remembers nothing. So this is famous avatar bath. When he incarnates, and what is the purpose of avatar is now given in the next verse. Verse number 7, slok 7.
यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य
यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य
ग्लानिर्भवति भारत
ग्लानिर्भवति भारत
अभ्युत्थानम् अधर्मस्य
अभ्युत्थानम् अधर्मस्य
तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहं
तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहं
यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य ग्लानिर्भवति भारत अभ्युत्थानम् अधर्मस्य तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहं
यदा यदा व्हेनेवर धर्मस्य ग्लानि देयर इज अ डिक्लाइन इन द राइटियसनेस ओ भारत ओ अर्जुन एंड अभ्युत्थानम् अधर्मस्य व्हेनेवर देयर इज राइज इन अनराइटियसनेस So decline in dharma, decline in righteousness and rise in adharma or unrighteousness happens, then tada atmanam trijamyam, I myself manifest. Yada yada means what? There is no fixed time. If required, he will come today. If required, he will come tomorrow also. Yada yada, whenever it is required. Dharmasya glani bhavati. Whenever there is a decay in the Vedic dharma. What is Vedic dharma? Vedic dharma is pravritti marg and nivritti marg. Pravritti marg is the karma yoga and nivritti marg is the sannyas marg. So whenever there is a decline in karma yoga, what is karma yoga? We have already studied in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. So whenever there is a decline in karma yoga or whenever there is a decline in the sannyas, sannyas means in the knowledge of Brahman, when there is a decline, then I incarnate, then there is a freedom to incarnate, you know. Lord has got freedom. Whenever required, he will come. Abhyutthana adharmasya, and there is increase in adharma. What is adharma? If the people are started doing Vedic nisiddha karma or the pap karma or unrighteous thing, when there is increase in that, tada atmanam srijami ham, aham srijami indicate there is a free will. Srijami, it's my choice when I will come. I take embodiment of this karya karan sangat. Karya karan sangat is a body. Body fitted with the karan. Karan with the instrument. Five organs of perception, five organs of action, and man, buddhi, chitta, ahankar. I take that form. And this manifestation is not based on prarabdha, not based on any past karma. It is avatar. It is coming down. What is avatar? Avataran. Avataran means coming down from higher level to lower level. Coming down from sagun nirakar, which is Ishwar, to sagun sakar. Sagun nirakar has got all the power, but no form, nirakar. And coming down to sagun sakar, he becomes finite for all of us. Sagun sakar is called avatar. It does not mean that Ishwar becomes jiva like us. He is not jiva. In ignorance, people can say, Duryodhan, even after seeing the Vishwaroop, he said he is a magician. See? Lord Krishna is a magician. People could not understand that he is Bhagwan. Avatar. Now we will understand how many types of avatar are there. Avatar and avatar. One is Ansa or Kalavatar. They come for one particular purpose, one assignment, one goal. Like Ved Vyasi came for the compilation of all Veda at the end of Dwapar Yuga. Then Shankaracharya came for writing commentary on Prasthantrayi so that there is no misunderstanding. People started misinterpreting the Shastra. So therefore, Shankaracharya ji wrote commentary on Bhagavad Gita, on Upanishad, showing that each and everything it is telling the same thing. They are not different. They are all taking us to the same goal. Purnavatar. Purnavatar means full manifestation. They come with the full power. Like Bhagavan Ram came with the full power. Bhagavan Krishna came with the full power. When Ramji came, Ram Vigrahavan Purushottam married one wife. But when we fought with Ravan, one day Ravan got tired. Ramji said, "Jo, Ravan, you go, take rest, come tomorrow." Ramji knew, I will kill him. He didn't take a chance to raise tired, okay, so mar do, aji mar do, khatam kar do. No. They have got the power. Bhagavan Krishna, you have seen all his leela, at what age, how many asur he has killed. Killed Narkasur, got married to 16,000 girls. And another 8 wives, 16,008. He became 16,008 and he was living with each one of them. This is their power, Bhagavan. Aves avatar. But in this case, we find in the case of Ansa avatar and Purna avatar, they take birth and slowly grow. Tumaka chalata Ramachandra, you see, from that stage. Bhagavan Krishna also from child. But Aves avatar, Aves all of a sudden, Narsimha avatar, Aves avatar. We don't find that Narsimha avatar has taken a birth. No, all of a sudden appear. Why? Because Bhakta said. Prahlada said. And what was the purpose? One purpose. To kill his father, Hiranyakasipu. Came and went away. And there are Nitya Avatar. Nitya Avatar means saints and sages are Nitya Avatar of Bhagavan. They take care of many things. Dharma and adharma. It is the duty of all the saints and sages that to see that they practice and the people also practice dharma. Tell them if you practice dharma, what will happen? Tell them if you do the dharma, what will happen? If you are suffering, what is the meaning? What is the purpose? What is the? Why are you suffering? It is suffering because of our own past action. We have done something adharma. Adharma will give me dukkha. Adharma means pap karma. Pap karma will give me dukkha. Punya karma, righteous action, will give me sukha. So if I am sukhi, that means I have done something good in past. If I am dukhi, that means I have done something wrong in past. So who will tell? Saint and sages will tell. So this way, what will happen when people come to understand, oh, if I want to be sukhi, what should I do? I should not do pap karma. Very simple science behind it. So henceforth, what should I do? I will do only punya karma, punya karma, punya karma, punya karma. You will not be dukhi, you will be sukhi. But there is one more catch there. For punya karma also, you have to take birth. If you do lot of punya karma, you will go to swarga. From there also, you have to chine punya. Martalo ke vishanti, again you have to come down. So what should be done? In human birth, you can reach that goal. After reaching that goal, there is no more birth. No more birth. That should be our goal of life. I should get that knowledge, attain that Atma Tattva, realize it, aparokshanubhuti, in nirvikal samadhi, and mukti, liberation. And the fifth type of avatar is Madanugraha avatar. For all sishya, spiritual teacher is avatar. Avatar means he will give him the knowledge and by that knowledge they will all will be liberated. So what do you do, Bhagavan, in avatar? That is said by Bhagavan in the next verse. We will take up in our next class. Any announcement?
No. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnamidam. पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः।